Und jetzt Vollgas über den Gaumen. Das schmeckt so gut. Und noch ein bisschen mehr. Und?
Moment mal. Hier steht 100% ohne künstliche Zusätze. Nur mit natürlichen Zutaten.
Frosta Butter Chicken mit jeder Menge Bäm. Ohne Bäh. Das ist das Frosta Reinheitsgebot. 100% ohne Zusätze. Schon seit 2003.
Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. I am Spencer Hall. I am joined, as always, by Ryan Annie, Jason Kirk, Holly Anderson, and Michael Serber on the ones and twos. Before I say anything else, I need to give you this information. This episode is brought to you by Coors Light. That's mountain cold refreshment. Made to chill.
Made to chill.
Made to chill.
Why that voice?
Great. Yeah, that's the voice of Destiny.
Okay. Yeah. Also, announcer guy.
Okay.
Announcer sure. guy. Brought to you by Fate. You can't avoid it, Fate.
Oh, you're just doing the ESPN thing.
Yeah. Love that guy. They just keep him in
when
a cage.
When that guy talks, I feel like
that guy gets weirder every year.
I agree. Like no, a little more pervy.
This is a compliment. This is
sort of like flanderizing himself. Like, you know, when you have one trait and that becomes your whole personality.
Yes.
I feel like he's heading towards like Igor via Claude Rains. He's like, Chris Fowler, the plans.
Whenever I hear that guy's voice, which is what I feel like Spencer was going for, I feel like I'm about to hear the old ESPN hold music. The blink, blink, blink,
yeah, blink, sure.
And then, yeah.
The one that was like divorced dad taking his kids to Sonic for the second time that day.
Huh.
It's a big menu.
Sponsored by Keytruda. May cause goot rot.
I know, dude. That's the other place he's headed. When he pitches it high, it's the boss lady from Monsters Inc.
Mm-hmm.
Like Greg Olson, you didn't fill out your paperwork.
Which Greg Olson?
Wrong network. Greg McElroy.
There's one with one G and one with two G's.
All Gregs.
And I forget if they were baseball players.
No Gregs will be visited.
No, I'm talking
Santa
about the tight end at Miami.
Is it?
Mm.
The other day I said that Greg Olson is, oh God, what's his name? Jeremy Shockey's Wario is Greg Olson, but I think I got it backwards.
You got it backwards.
Jeremy Shockey's Wario?
It's absolutely yeah. backwards,
okay.
yeah.
Okay.
And yet which one of them talked yeah. about his third leg in a rap song?
let's not suggest Jeremy Shockey wouldn't have done that.
I'm just okay, saying, if we're talking college years, they were both Wario.
Okay.
What if he is Jeremy Shockey's Waluigi?
Okay.
And Jeremy Shockey is Wario.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
I think all Miami players are Wario or Waluigi.
Because Jeremy Shockey escaped a bar fight by stealing a boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis is Bowser.
Ken Dorsey is Toad.
Ken.
Baba!
I don't know. Toad is very powerful. Toad is high energy.
All right, Ken Dorsey is Yoshi?
This is yeah. always the time I like to
Yoshi
point out that
versatile.
Jeremy Shockey was an academic All-American in high school.
Ken Dorsey is Daisy.
Daisy can drive a car really well. Maybe Ken Dorsey can. I don't know.
Yeah, Ken Dorsey lived in Buffalo. I hope he can drive a car pretty well.
I can. Listen, can you blame Daisy for all your problems even though she's not to blame for all your problems?
I don't think that's the lesson of those games.
You know what? I'm just saying it's possible. I think she's an easy scapegoat. That's
actually,
why she's
let's just do this. Let's just do this. His name sounds like Ken Daisy. So let's just say that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Yep.
Baby Daisy. Baby Dorsey. Yeah.
Hey, Ken Dorsey is Metal Mario.
Yeah. I have some terrible news.
Okay.
Yes.
I finally saw the Super Mario movie, the new one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's real good. Even Chris Pratt couldn't ruin it.
Wow.
No, I'm serious. Like, it whips. I'm sorry.
Interesting.
I'm shocked. Jason, do you have any podcast business?
It's time for podcast business.
Podcast business. What's that business? We'll do a quick version because it's a bowl episode. Got a lot to do. Podcast business, Jason, go.
That bum 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 also sounds like the beginning of VeggieTales. Hey, speaking of VeggieTales, the novel is first of all, it's good. That whole pre-order thing, fuck that shit. We're done with that shit. That was going to be pre-orders until February 12th. Yeah, we're not doing that.
Yes, what happened?
All the money that's still piling up in February, it will be donated to the Trevor Project. But I don't know. Jeff Bezos got creative. The book started showing up. So, I mean, I'm just going to play along. If you order an ebook at shutdownfullbooks.com, you'll get an email. You get it instantly. If you order an ebook through KDP, through Google, through Barnes & Noble, what have you, you'll get that, I believe, December 23rd. Paperbacks, you order them from Amazon today, as of the day you're hearing this, December 20. You might get them before Christmas. I don't know. But we're just done with the whole pre-orders thing. Signed hardcover still available at Shutdown Full Books. There's going to be a limited edition numbered and all that. Who will get the lucky 42666? Tune in to find out. Actually, maybe Yay. Let's just set that one aside at the for the live show.
I will pay extra for that one.
We will auction
off. What if we have a live? Yeah, let's have an auction.
We will auction off the 42666. But otherwise, you can get a random number 666.
One book. One book has Spencer's telephone number written inside it.
The highest bidder will receive Spencer's phone number, and you can call him and talk to him about whatever you want.
And he can't block you, and he can't hang up on you.
Because it's for charity.
It's the most dangerous one, because then I will have your phone number.
That's true. Oh. Yeah. And he will forget what to do with it.
You're in here with
me. Oh, no. Then he's going to call you and be like, do you know any pilots?
Yeah, I'm going to be like, hey, I saw a cool dog. I will call you and tell you about a cool dog I saw.
Wait, you're not John Boyce? Damn it!
I'll fucking call John Boyce right now. I'll call him right now and tell him about a cool dog I saw.
No threat has been more believable than I will call John with some nonsense.
Yeah, I've called John to be like, hey, I just found the most disgusting bathroom. And he's like, lay it on me, brother.
I texted John the other day to let him know that I saw two dudes in the YMCA locker room spending at least 15 minutes watching Shark Tank and commenting to one another. Like, engrossed by Shark Tank.
These guys get it. This is how the world works.
This is John's role in society. He's always the first person I call when I've discovered a new type of dude.
Yep.
I remember there was one business trip like a decade ago where Spencer and John hung out in the hotel room watching Cops.
That was in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
it was in Las Vegas, no less. I guess that's the punchline I could have.
And then the highlight was
like Bert and Ernie.
Wasn't one of you like bathing while you were both watching?
The highlight was I went in. I said, John, I'm going to take a bath, but I'm going to leave the door cracked so I can talk to you about Cops while I watch Cops on the TV.
You can have this man's phone number.
Yeah. You buy the book, you can have my phone number.
Buy the book,
Spencer
will come to your house and watch Cops with you.
In your bathtub.
Does it make you even sadder to note that this was one of the top 10 most fun nights I've had as an adult?
It was definitely probably the highlight of your professional career.
Man, it was so good.
Vegas is fun for reasons like that, not for the reasons that are advertised.
Hey, John, they're in Kansas City. This one's a real good one.
you might know these guys.
Yeah.
All right. What bowl are we starting with?
Today, to continue 40 for 40, we are starting with the Boca Raton Bowl. That's right, the rat's mouth itself, belching forth nothing but the highest quality garbage football, South Florida versus Syracuse.
Yep.
Yep. This is sponsored by Roof Claim, and I have my favorite note I have ever found on a bowl game. Okay, because this has had a number of, in its short history, a number of quality sponsors. It has just been known as the OG No Adornment, No Labels Necessary Anti-Corporate Boca Raton Bowl, but it also, as a natural match to the hot climate, has been known as the Marmot Boca Raton Bowl. That's right, Marmot, the same people who produce ironclad, bulletproof parkas that will take you to the top of the Himalaya, sponsoring a bowl game in Boca Raton, Florida. That was only one year. It was then the Cherubundi Tart Cherry Boca Raton Bowl. Then the tart was a little much, so they just dialed it down to the Cherrybundi Boca Raton Bowl. But right now, it is sponsored by Roof Claim. And when you do a little research on Roof Claim, which is a roofing insurance company, I believe, my favorite thing in all red on the screen, and I copied it in my notes to remind me that it was all red text. If you look them up on the Better Business Bureau, in all caps, it says, "This business is not Better Business Bureau accredited."
Wow.
That's your sponsor.
That's right. Don't even try it. Complain all you want. We don't recognize business cops. I don't think we should let Florida teams go to Florida Bowls unless they're like an extremely, like if the Orange Bowl is a playoff game, or even if it's not a playoff game, like, yes, fine, you can go to that. But like, I think we should reserve
Florida teams don't get to go to the playoff, right?
All right. Well,
yeah, please.
There is that. I think Florida Bowl should just be for, like, Syracuse is perfect for this. Like, hey, it's fucking December in upstate New York, in western New York, wherever Syracuse is, one of those places. God, this is like split zone over here. You should get to go to Boca Raton.
No, I'm pretty sure all of us can pronounce the word etc.
Yeah, here, I'll play the most dangerous game.
That's how you
game.
Can tell us apart.
Syracuse, which is in western New York.
Thank you.
And
thank
I disappear. You. I disappear. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, like for USF, this feels a little bit like when you have your big senior trip and you're like, all right, we're going to the local bakery. And you're like, oh, I thought last year they got to go to D.C. And you're like, yeah. And then the sex incident happened. And that's why we can't go to D.C.
My mom works there.
That's right. That's right. Yes. Yeah. Same thing with the Gasparilla Bowl and UCF. Like, no, get these Florida teams out of there. Make them go to your Quick Lane Bowl, your Pinstripe Bowl, make them go somewhere different and unusual. Don't let them stay in Florida.
What if Florida teams just go further south? Like we
bring
have
back
Cuba,
the Havana
we bring
Bowl?
Back the Cuba Bowl, have a Jamaica Bowl.
Antarctic Bowl.
Someone can go to, yeah, yeah, all the way south, yeah.
Yeah.
The Valparaiso Bowl.
Welcome to the Cape of Good Hope.
Welcome to Paraguay. I'm sorry, bienvenido a Paraguay.
The UCF USF Bulls.
Yes. I agree with this. By the way, little achievement here. Two notable achievements in different directions. Syracuse making a bowl in a season where they fired their coach. We love to see it. Labor over management every time. The quality shines through. Additionally, Alex Golish, congratulations to USF on what looks like step one in a successful turnaround. Okay.
Yes, congratulations to Syracuse's People's Workers Collective and their co-op leader, Nunzio Campanile, who is for the people. Eternal interim head coach. If you're in the Northeast and you fire your coach, Nunzio will appear if he is available.
This is, by the way, also shut down full cast connections, must claim. This is a Harry Lyles special. Harry Lyles will be roaming the sidelines for this. So, friend of the program, Harry Lyles. Meaning, of course, after we've spent time making fun of it, you should absolutely watch this, because remember, the Boca Raton Bowl is not Better Business Bureau accredited.
That means it's really good.
That means it's really good.
You're going to see some illegal shit.
How about Union Home Mortgage? Are they credited by the Better Business Bureau?
You know what? It will shock you to know I did not continue this line of questioning on a consistent basis, Ryan.
Union Home Mortgage, better continue. I'll find this out.
Yes. They have a 2.6 star rating on the Better Business Bureau.
That's above
that
par.
Good?
That's above par on a scale of
C's
five.
C's get degrees.
Yeah.
This is a company based in Strongsville, Ohio. This business is not BBB accredited either.
Hell yes.
Union Home Mortgage Corporation, sponsor of
the Gasparilla Bowl.
Tampa's own.
Tampa's own. Named after Jose Gaspar, who definitely existed.
Do we have the theme still?
Let's see right now.
Time to find out.
While Jason finds that out, again, this is a pale imitation of what it used to be. This is the second bowl game.
Yes!
Well.
It's different.
Wait, no, there's drums.
Yeah, this is worse.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time trying to find the old one. Last year,
I
found a piece of it. And
someone found it on Spotify, and we like tripled their monthly listens.
Yeah, we made them rich.
We made them cents.
We made
cents after cents, baby.
$7. Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is formerly known as the Magic Jack, the Bad Boy Mowers Bowl.
Most importantly, the bowl that used to be played in Tampa's sad baseball dome and is now just played in a regular football stadium.
This was the Bitcoin Bowl.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some of you young folks might not believe.
Which means before that it was the Magic Jack St. Peter's. It's never not been named after a scam.
So correct. So can I rewind just I have a
this
question
is like the
here.
Fake internet for old people bowl.
It is, but the 2014 edition was sponsored by Bitcoin, and I want to read to you this that Bitcoin was accepted for ticket and concession sales.
I'm going to redo the 2014 4440 episode about the Bitcoin bowl. That's what you're
and
saying.
The sponsorship itself was also paid for using Bitcoin. Okay.
This is like if the PapaJohns.com bowl paid out its winnings in. Actually, it probably did.
That's why they ran out of pizza.
In like coupons, yeah.
But like pizza is valuable, so it would have.
So right now,
does that mean Papa John's isn't pizza?
Right now, a Bitcoin, is $42,179.30.
Y'all, we've been recording for 28 minutes and we have not talked about the ape heist.
Because we did the ape heist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Be cool.
But
be cool.
But it was $318 in 2014. Meaning, okay. Is the Gasparilla Bowl like? Are they billionaires? Did they forget about it? If it was still sitting in their wallet, then they're billionaires.
You know how every like couple of years, like I know there's one big story to this effect, but it'll be like this man has lost his hard drive where he had $2 billion in cryptocurrency, and now he's scouring every landfill, and like that's probably what happened to this bowl committee, right?
Right. So what was it? It was like 300 at the time.
Yeah, and at the time, I believe your standard bowl, your standard bowl
was what?
Yeah,
and it's like
250.
I was gonna say like 300,000. Say 250.
It might be a bit more. So what is it now? Like 35,000?
Yeah. So they paid like 700 and let's say they paid like 786 Bitcoin.
That would be if the fee was 400,000. Let's just say that it would be $46 million.
To be clear, that's as of this recording. By the time you listen to it, who knows how much money?
Who knows?
It could be six.
Yeah,
dollars.
Could be six. Could be 600 million. Who knows? All I know is that some intern in St. Pete. All right, if you pocketed that thumb drive, you need to go find it. If they were like, "I paid him funny money. Nobody cares. It's fine. Why don't you just keep it, Connor?"
Lost to John Gruden slap boxing at a Hooters.
Yeah. If you're holding on to that thumb drive, we might have a caper on our hands. Find the lost gold of Jose Gaspar. Hidden on this thumb drive, the Gasparilla mystique increases.
Finally, the pirate is real.
The pirate is indeed real.
Yar! I have your apes.
I only want the top tier apes.
Yar! All ye best apes are mine.
I did it for the community.
Hello, I'm arch lover Jose Gaspar, and I've stolen only the finest apes.
You know what? This is what it's like. What we were talking about before we started the show. Heisting just isn't as fun these days because all you have to do to click to steal these apes, if I have my grasp of the situation correctly, is hit Control Save. And that's just there's no panache to it.
Control print.
How are you going to be an ape pirate and not call yourself JPEG Leg?
Never mind, it's good. I take it back. It's good again.
How could you go back in time and explain this to an actual pirate and go, so they stole apes, and you're like, a feisty cargo.
You're on the flank and they're backing you down with the saber, and you're like, no, for real. There's these Jimmy Fallon is one of them. I'm like, oh, fuck you. Get in the ocean.
You're even in these old briny days. We hate Jimmy Fallon.
This is a surprisingly old game. It dates all the way back to the year of our Lord 2008. And it has featured, I think, the greatest selection of MVPs for the winning and losing team. Matt Grothy, Blake Bortles, T.Y. Hilton, and my favorite of all, Bobby Puyol, who was the UConn kicker, named the losing team's MVP for kicking 152-yard field goal. It was like they just needed to make UConn feel better about something.
You couldn't do that.
I couldn't. Congratulations to Bobby Puyol.
Yeah, eat shit.
Sam Hartman really jumps off this list as like, what are you doing there, pal? You what are you doing mixed up with this crew?
Is T.Y. Hilton not jump off that list?
Is that why Sam Hartman left for Notre Dame? Because he was like, I can't go back.
I mean, more in the sense of like Notre Dame quarterback appearing on this list.
Yeah.
I don't mean good football player appearing on this list.
No, I mean, I think it was, I've seen the mountaintop. I can only go down from here. I might as well go to Notre Dame.
I'm going to spread the good news of Gaspar.
The lost thumb drive of Jose Gaspar.
Blake Bortles 100% has all the Bitcoin. 100% it was Bortles.
But he doesn't have the password or the key.
No way.
He's good. He's got it. He's cracked it.
Yeah, he's cracked. Blake Bortles cracked this code. We will be waiting for a billion years.
Cyber mastermind.
Yeah. This is also the only bowl game I could find that has its own fishing tournament. This has the Inshore Slam fishing tournament.
What are these other tournaments, bowl games doing then?
I don't know. It's weird. Why doesn't the Armed Forces Bowl have
the Texas Bowl? Because it has its own rodeo.
Yeah. This is Georgia Tech and UCF, and that's fine. That's cool.
It's a good game.
Like, maybe. Honestly, O'Leary classic.
Sure.
Yeah, they'll definitely both invoke the revered name of George O'Leary, someone they love and definitely miss at both schools.
Speaking of 77, the next bowl on our list is sponsored by 76.
Hot damn, right.
The gas station chain, which is now the proud owner of the Birmingham Bowl. That's not how bowl sponsorships work. Yes, it is. They own the Birmingham Bowl.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
This rolls in with two interim coaches. It's always a special treat.
Less interesting now that it is not at Legion Field.
Another, what's bowl season all about? It's about taking those big boys to a mid-priced hotel chain, putting them in some nice big beds they can sleep in, taking them out bowling, and to some fine chain restaurants, and then letting them play under two interim coaches in a mid-sized American city. This is everything that bowl season is about to me.
It's about Trooper Taylor representing Duke University.
That's right.
Listen. The walls.
This is being played at Protective Stadium. That is the home of UAB football, you might say.
That is the real name.
Yeah, that is the real name after, I believe, Protective Insurance.
That sounds like some shit you unlock in SimCity.
It is Protective Stadium. It's immune to disasters, even if you turn all of them on. Yeah. This is no longer being held at Legion Field, which is the exact opposite of a protective stadium.
Disaster prone.
That was defective stadium.
Hard mode.
I always thought of Protective Stadium as being being protective from like the advances of Paul Bryant Jr. But no, this is much better.
Activate
Legion Field
stadium.
It's like coal powered stadium. Like, no other buildings need to like generate pollution. Ooh, like
hold
this.
On, yeah. I gotta pull the starter on it.
Or like field.
Hey,
if you haven't been with the show very long, we're not really kidding. The last time I was at Legion Field, which was this century, I pulled out my chair in the press box, and there was like a 3-inch rusted bolt just sitting in it. We didn't know where it had fallen out of. It was just there.
You know, it's a good. Yeah, you know it's a good stadium because it's the only stadium I've ever been in where somebody goes, hey, is Birmingham on an active fault line? No. No, it's not.
No, it just acts like it.
Yeah. It's just jealous and wants a place where it feels like that.
God, this game is so early, too.
Mm-hmm.
11 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, if you had gone back and told Duke week one as they're beating Clemson in, like, this huge victory, if you had been like, afterwards, get the team together and be like, guys, this is awesome. Your end of the year reward will be to play Troy in Birmingham at 11 in the morning on the Saturday before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and an 11 win Troy.
Oh, yeah, a Troy that absolutely could kick your ass.
Stung, yeah.
Yeah, this is also on the upside, though. Hey, free Konica sausage because they're. They're a sponsor. The motto of this bowl is Southern hospitality, serious football.
Yeah, but walk in there and mispronounce Konica and see how hospitable they are then.
I don't even know if I said it right. That was where I landed on
Konku.
Okay.
Konku sausage.
Connecticut.
Coleco sausage.
I'll have some Connecticut sausage, please.
Yeah.
What's it taste like? Nothing.
Walnuts.
It takes forever to eat, inexplicably.
Here at Dan Orlovsky Farms.
What's in this sausage? Chicken breast.
Every cell in my body recoiled from that.
Chicken breast and a little bit of celery.
After somebody else finally ran out the back of the end zone this year, he tweeted, he's like, ha-ha, it's not me anymore. And as one, the universe rose up and was like, yeah. No,
it will
still
always
the meme.
Be you. It will always be Dan.
Welcome to the club,
vindicated.
Brother.
Vindicated!
Niner.
No. No.
It's no, like, you are not.
When Dracula turns somebody else, he doesn't stop being Dracula.
He's even more Dracula.
He's even more Dracula. It just reminds everybody of Dracula.
You just made a bigger Dracula.
All right. Now imagine Dan Orlovsky singing Dracula, because that's what I'm doing.
Dan Orlovsky is at the top of a pyramid scheme. Whenever this happens, all of the LOLs funnel upward toward him.
Yeah. Again, this is awesome. Sorry, Pitt couldn't be in this bowl, but like
Pitt
Florida,
couldn't be. Pitt was so far from any bowl.
They like, were like Florida. They've decided to take some time to recoup and relax. Yeah.
They've decided to give a spot to JMU.
That's right.
There we go. Graciously, yeah. Pitt is gracious host, as we ourselves know.
Pitt that did is that. The point Pitt, of Pitt was nice and got that shit scoring points.
Pitt was kind and was like, we'll give our spot up before Thanksgiving. That's how generous we are.
I want you to know
so
how
have plenty of time for planning.
I can explain the entire history and the collective failures of mass effort in the state of Alabama with one thing. The eyes of the nation could just be on one Alabama baseball at the same time. But fuck you, Birmingham Bowl! The Camellia Bowl decided, no, we're going to go at the same fucking time.
Fucking Montgomery, man.
We're going to go at the same time. 11 a.m., the exact same time. The Camellia Bowl just comes a-bustling in. Busting and all of his finery.
With their big old hoop skirts.
And their Michael Hennig fur. And says, no, Duke versus Troy shall not be the only rooster upon this poultry stage.
Yeah, but if you could pony up $7,500 for a private field suite at the Camellia Bowl, that comes with a TV with cable access. So you can watch the bowl.
You can watch the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. Well,
that's true.
What else?
Yeah, I have a question. I want to know how good this cable access is. Do you get HBO or am I just getting USA?
It says access. It doesn't mean it works.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got to bring your own login. Sorry.
Hey, man,
that.
You know, you got to hook yourself up to it. I mean, it's, you know, I'll run it right up to the house, but whatever you put in that pipe, I don't care.
Five by 9 foot TV visible corporate logo on top of it. Ah, damn it. We should have bought this.
No, I'm sorry.
Hey, is there a DoubleTree package for like $600 like there was last time?
I haven't seen one. No.
No, I ain't got. I'm sorry. I ain't got the Spice Channel. Nobody had Spice Channel for a minute, buddy.
Well, God damn it. I'm not going to. Definitely not going to the Camellia Bowl now.
I was going to the Camellia Bowl to jerk off with my friends.
How did we get through the Gasparilla Bowl without thinking of having porn in one of the games?
Is it that shitty?
It's unavoidable there.
I would laugh so much if I hooked up my TV to that cable and it was the same shitty internet setup that you, or the same shitty cable setup that you get in like a New York hotel. Like the
operating systems from 2000. Yeah,
yeah, the 2001. Like, that's like
there's a Nintendo 64 controller here.
Don't you want to play Wave Race? Everyone who checks into a New York hotel is craving Wave Race.
No, dudes, was there ever a porn era where everybody was like polygons, like in Mario 64?
That's
called playing Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So the unincorporated community of Jumbo, Alabama is halfway between Birmingham and Montgomery. So if you're in Jumbo, you got to make a call. Are you going north? Are you going south?
Yeah. What are you going to do? I will tell you, if you want something to attract you to the Camellia Bowl, I have a couple of things that might get you there. It's the only stadium I know that's built on a landfill.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Also, I want this great missed opportunity. I'm not saying it's part of the bowl experience, but it should be. I know based on recent events in and around the Montgomery area that this is the only place where you might get to beat someone's ass on a boat dock with a folding chair.
How far is this from the boat
dock?
Those
people should be the halftime show.
The folding chair suite.
I mean, there's been a WWF match I think it was F at the time, as a Super Bowl halftime thing. We can do this. We can pull this off.
Yeah. The Rowdy River Boat Special.
No, by which I mean everyone who was involved in beating that man should be invited to the game.
To beat him again.
Yeah. To challenge whoever they feel like in
but
combat.
But don't tell him. Just dim the lights at halftime. One lone spotlight shines on him, and they're like, welcome!
I love dimming the lights in an outdoor stadium at 2 p.m.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Put a blanket over the crate.
Let's do it.
Everyone put sunglasses on. Be cool. Be cool.
Shh, shh. Don't tell Dave. He's going to get his ass whooped.
He's a local dignitary now. What's he famous for? Never mind.
AEW would do it. I bet AEW. I mean, come on. We've got like a couple of days' notice. We can make this happen.
If you tell Tony Khan that you don't think he can afford it, he will do it.
Tony Khan, you can't afford to stage another riverboat brawl.
I think you're too sleepy to pull this off.
I think you're too sleepy. Ooh.
Tony Khan, you're too cheap to buy spice access for everybody at the Chameleon
Bowl. Let's focus on how we can personally benefit from this.
Luchasaurus craves Spice Channel.
Tony Khan, I heard CM Punk says you don't have the balls to buy a Spice Channel at the Chameleon Bowl.
CM Punk actually did say that in his living room.
He really might have.
So let's see. I get to hit someone over the head with a folding chair. I get the Spice Channel on my 2001 internet set up. Right? My cable set up on
That's
my TV.
Jacksonville Christmas right
I was
there.
Told, I was told there's Wave Race.
Duval! I get Wave Race 64.
Race Wars.
Right? Along with only the most sensual of polygonal boobs in Tomb Raider.
Mm-hmm. Also, the stabby ones.
Arkansas State, Northern Illinois.
And then Arkansas State, Northern Illinois.
Speaking of totally erotic.
Brother, $7,500 is not enough.
Butch Jones is in the house.
Butch Jones? Speaking of perfectly polygonal physiques. That's a man born to be rendered on the N64.
No, he's made
you
out
seen
of,
that head?
He's made out of Duplos. It's all like cylinders stacked together.
Oh, he's a Minecraft coach. He's a Minecraft ass coach, yeah. It's too complex for the 64.
That man is literally built back. Brick by brick.
Speaking of fortresses.
Oh, Jesus.
That's fine.
There's nowhere to go. Armed Forces Bowl.
Hey, I'm interrupting. I have a game for you.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Speaking of the Armed Forces Bowl, we are bringing back Make Spencer Guess a Fake Musical.
Yes!
Okay.
Because I discovered a musical this week that I have somehow never heard of and could not believe existed, and I'm going to see if Spencer believes it exists. The rules of this game are simple. We give the name and synopsis of a Broadway musical. One of these, we're upping the stakes this time. We've got four instead of the usual three. Three of them are real. One of them is fake. Spencer has to guess. Speaking of the armed forces, if you thought Hamilton was annoying, you have never, ever, ever been to Broadway because they have been on this for a minute. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, focused on the White House from 1800 to 1900, centering around Thomas Jefferson's alleged affair with a black slave. At the time alleged, James Monroe's refusal to halt slavery in Washington, the aftermath of the American Civil War, and Andrew Johnson's impeachment. That is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. The second musical, real or fake, is called Home Sweet Homer, which is Yul Brynner trying to recapture his King and I glory by, that's right, updating the Odyssey to be a singing, dancing showpiece about Homer's journey back after the book.
Honestly, I'd watch that one. I would watch that one.
The third that you have to pick is just a musical based on James Joyce's Ulysses. Yes, that's it. And the fourth is Man in the Moon, which concerns an evil scientist trying to blow up the moon and his sidekick, an animatronic bomb, trying to blow up the moon. Which one of these is fake?
I am going to say that the 1600 one sounds real because it sounds like it sucks. So I'm going to say
it is real, and it is a legendary Broadway flop. Now you can guess from three.
Okay.
Who loves you?
I'm going to say that the fake one is the one that I would watch for real.
The
That's
Yul
how
Brynner
I know.
One?
Yeah.
Is the what?
Home Sweet Homer. He
Home
sings.
Sweet Homer. I'm going to say that Home Sweet Homer, that sounded cool.
Oh,
so
I have
fake.
Nailed you. The fake one is James Joyce's Ulysses. There is a musical based on James Joyce's short story, The Dead. But Home Sweet Homer was absolutely real. Yul Brynner was anxious to duplicate his success in The King and I more than two decades earlier. The tour was plagued with problems from the start. The reason, this is the one I discovered this week. Yul Brynner and his co-star and their spouses filed a $7.5 million lawsuit against Trader Vic's in Manhattan, claiming that short ribs that they ate there during the tour were poisonous and that had left them ill, weak, and infirm.
Skill issue. Skill issue.
You poisoned my short ribs.
Brynner sued mid-tour to terminate his contract, but backed down when threatened with a $1 million countersuit, and the closing notice was posted as soon as the curtain fell on opening night. The thing that I really wanted to tell you about was Man in the Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a grab bag. Written by John Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas, produced by Andy Warhol, and directed by Paul Morrissey, about an American astronaut who leads a mission of interplanetary dignitaries to prevent the destruction of the universe by a bomb that has been placed on the moon by an evil scientist and primed to explode. I really thought this one would get you.
What is the bomb's name?
Hang on. The scientist's name is Dr. Bomb, and the bomb's name is Leroy.
I mean, okay. I would also watch that.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
Okay.
You win this time.
Is that the first time we won? Second time?
Second time.
Second time.
All right. All right. You can talk about the Armed Forces Bowl now if you want.
Only this, that it is sponsored by everyone's favorite human vaporizing engineering concern, Lockheed Martin. And I was going to kind of do, which one of these is fake? But honestly, I can't find a Lockheed Martin technology that isn't like unreal.
They're all scary, and they're all real.
They're all scary. For instance, this is a real one, and I'm going to read it to you. It's no secret that our Skunk Works, rights reserved trademark, team often finds itself on the cutting edge of technology. Where do you think this is turning? I'm so glad you asked. As they work to develop a source of infinite energy, our engineers are looking to the biggest natural fusion reactor for inspiration, the sun. By containing the power of the sun in a small magnetic bottle, we are on the fast track to developing nuclear fusion reactors to serve the world's ever-growing needs.
Where's that mascot?
The sun in a bottle?
this is going to be...
Hey, everybody, it's the small magnetic bottle.
Like, the phrase, harness the power of the sun, is either something Ed Begley Jr. says when he's about to, like, blow up your car.
Apollo said it, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Or it's something like a G.I. Joe villain says.
This is also something you might get in your swag bag at the Armed Forces Bowl, right? Like, koozie, sunglasses.
A small magnetic
fusion reactor.
A small personal fusion reactor.
Small personal fusion reactor. Available now from
that
Lockheed Martin.
That might explain Reagan's farts.
These are all also listed on the same website. And they are my three other favorite technologies. One... The Firehawk, designed to fly through fire for aerial firefighting and utility missions. Mm-hmm. The Mars Base Camp, just like on your list of things available. I was like, oh, does this mean a base camp on Mars? Yeah. Yeah, that's what it means. It's the base camp that they're going to take to Mars. And then the most terrifying one of all, and it's strikingly vague with some horrifying clip art, targets and countermeasures. What are they? They're targets, and we have countermeasures. Call us, Lockheed Martin.
Okay. Lockheed Martin sells food on their website. I don't know why.
Wait, like astronaut ice cream?
No, like you can buy a snack box, like the kind you'd get on an airplane, but you can buy it from Lockheed Martin with Lockheed Martin
stock
branding on it.
For my like, dad, dude.
Like AutoZone for, selling sandwiches?
Kind of. Like for $21, I can send you a Lockheed Martin branded make your own s'mores pack.
I've already sent Bill Barnwell our yearly mailed fight food.
Why does this list delivery as intercontinental in 12 minutes?
Why are they offering me to tip my pilot?
That's right. Do you want them to know you're coming? Check yes or no.
Lockheed Martin, the original DoorDash.
The armed forces ball.
As long as those doors are covering up a civilian wedding.
Whew. Featuring the troops, Air Force versus the coach switch.
Troops and Dukes.
James Madison. This is where James Madison finally gets a bowl game.
At one point in the year, this looked like it might be the combo of the two best non-power teams.
Yeah.
So if someone had told us a month ago that we would get this game, we would say, okay.
Hell yeah. Mm. Now you're like, yeah, it's pretty good.
After you've come down from the Spice Channel infused committee,
you're gonna have
infused. It's really what's getting me there.
You're gonna have like you know this sort of just like feeling of shame about what you've done in public. So you know, just be a like you know one of those boring upstanding citizens and like pay attention to the military.
Yep.
Yeah. Again, free pocket fusion reactors for everybody.
Yes.
Shall we? I want to go to one that used to be a whole lot better on the website, at least. But still a fine bowl game. That is the Potato Bowl.
Still the only bowl game with chives in it, in the logo.
That's true. It's
the
list of
famous...
not containing Boise this year, which is nice.
It's the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. There is now a famous Toastery Bowl.
Yeah.
Mm.
They're clearly not equally famous, but...
Does the famous Toastery have a recipe blog? Is it time to go visit our friend Dr. Potato?
Do they still have this?
I did not see the Dr. Potato
blog. What do you mean,
blog?
Do they still have this? The Idaho Potato Council? Yes!
The bowl site doesn't link to it. That's
The bowl site is too... Have you looked at the front page of the bowl site where they have the date of the bowl spelled out in French fries?
I have also seen, and I haven't looked at it, something called the Simplot French Fry Feed and Fan Fest.
Can I tell you? Okay, so I have...
Holy shit, you're right. The ESPN events website is not linking to the famous Idaho Potato Council. Are you insane?
Why do you abandon your heritage, ESPN?
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, you choose fucking Albertsons as your tackle hunger problem.
Piece of shit.
Can I give you? Can I give you the Simplot attractions of that here? Okay, yeah. And might I say, everything about the American experience is pretty much encapsulated in these six items. God. The free French fries.
I know that it's real easy to make. I know that it's real. Seriously, I'm looking everywhere. I know that it's real easy to make all these ESPN-owned websites the same, and that makes the shops the same, and that makes all the merch and gift them the same, and even the bowls are being milled down into a fine paste. But how the fuck do you leave out the Idaho Potato Council? Justice for Dr. Potato.
Justice for Dr. Potato.
We're gonna read these new. Listen, they're up over 1,700 recipes now. We're gonna read these. Are you guys ready for another quiz?
I am. Can I give you the six things in this?
No.
Fan fest. Okay.
Go ahead.
Fine.
Go ahead.
You're gonna get free French fries. You're gonna get a truck with a giant fake potato on it. You're gonna get
not getting free French fries without the Idaho Potato Commission.
You're getting a youth clinic powered by Happy Teriyaki, and then the three other elements of any American event: music, military equipment, and cornhole.
That's correct.
Is that potato teriyaki? And is it potato cornhole?
I'm also, so glad you said that. Is there Brave and Bold Potato Takoyaki available on the Idaho Potato Commission website?
Wow.
You're right, there is.
Wow. All right. Okay, go ahead.
All right, we're going to lightning around this. I'm going to say a name and you're going to say real or fake.
Okay.
Roasted Idaho potato Christmas trees with loads of cheesy snow.
It's got to be real.
That better be real.
Real. Duck confit potato gnocchi.
Fake.
Real.
Amish potato cinnamon roll.
Absolutely real.
Real.
Fake.
Fake.
Potato Wagyu tartare.
Real.
Real.
It's fake. Real. Potato quiche, which is a pie that is just filled with potato, like mashed potatoes.
That's definitely real.
Real.
They're calling it quiche?
They're calling it quiche.
I guess that's real, but I don't get it.
Mozzarella sticks, only they're potato bites fried to look like mozzarella sticks.
Oh, I hope that's real.
I hope that's the name of. I hope that's the full name of the recipe.
Yeah.
Chocolate covered Idaho potato and bacon sundae.
Real.
Absolutely real. Idaho potato shrimp toast. We're getting international this year.
That sounds fine.
Real.
Oh, y'all, delicious. They're getting exotic. Real. Surf and turf tater tumbler nigiri.
Definitely.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, real.
I wish I made this up. Idaho potato shawmai bites.
Real.
Fake. All right.
What about for your lover, potatoes carved into roses like they do with like
that's all I want.
Absolutely real. That's what we're throwing on Spencer's grave after he dies.
I'd be honored. Next week, that's going to be a great tribute to me.
Let's go to the kid.
Good night, sweet breakfast prince.
Let's go to the kid-friendly section. Spooky potato gnocchi.
Why is there so much gnocchi? Yes, real.
Why is it spooky in December?
It is dyed black.
It's because we made it months ago. Ooh.
It's potatoes keep in the fridge a long time.
Drumsticks, corn dogs that are actually potatoes rolled to look like corn dogs.
Real, 100%.
Is there a dog inside of it?
Nope, I got you. That's fake. They actually do this and make them look like chicken drumsticks.
How could that one be fake?
That's the only fake one I've said so far.
I'm pretty sure I've had those. You can make it real. And not even in Idaho.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't scroll down too far enough. Here are potato dogs.
Yes.
Nope. It's like two space bars down the website.
I like that the Potato Council is like, all food is real.
Leftover mashed potato muffins.
All food is real. All food is real.
Real.
Okay, now we're back to the Gasparilla Bowl.
Life-size sculpture of your father made entirely of potatoes that you eat in one sitting. Real!
Realer than your dad.
We're back to the Gasparilla Bowl with something called Frightening Fingerlings.
Yeah, real.
That could be anything, so yeah.
Yeah.
Kids, talk to your parents.
Yes. A delicious...
Keep talking about the bowl if you want to, and I'm just going to insert recipe names as you go.
Our starchiest of games between Georgia State and Utah State. Utah State representing
Idaho potato banana split.
No,
sure.
Oh, you're crazy for this one.
What is? Can you click on that recipe?
I sure can.
I just want the ingredient list, if you don't mind.
One Idaho potato, one tablespoon butter melted, one tablespoon sugar, one large ripe banana peeled, two small scoops vanilla ice cream, two small scoops chocolate ice cream, two small scoops strawberry ice cream, whipped cream to taste, chocolate sauce to taste, six maraschino cherries. Yes, it is just a baked potato forming a bowl to put a regular ass banana split in. I am dropping the recipe in the comments. You may click on it at your own risk.
My tummy hurts just hearing that list. Mm-hmm.
It's not actually a new idea. It's simply a banana split plopped inside.
They're like,
of
will
a
it? This is will it plop? Yeah.
Isn't the greenest thing of all to make all of your bowls and plates baked potatoes that you then eat after you've finished the thing it was holding?
Yeah, if you use a potato fork.
Happy birthday. Here's a slice of cake atop a baked potato. You will eat all of it, child.
I mean, yeah.
You should eat your vegetables first. You need to eat the plate while
you need some vegetables. That's why we brought you a potato.
They really did just take a Cheesecake Factory and stick potatoes on everything.
I like the directions for this because it's exactly what you think it is. Make a baked potato and then put a fucking banana split on
Make a baked potato, make a banana
pudding, potato
and then combine.
You know what? This is actually what we need as a society, because as Beef O'Brady's recedes farther and farther into the past from their completely deranged menu choices, the Idaho Potato Commission is roaring towards that cliff.
This is delightful.
And I'm just so honored that we are along for the ride.
All food is potato.
Chocolate Idaho potato skull cake. Oh my God.
I mean,
God.
That is basically the plot of The Martian. All food is potato.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about a different kind of otherworldly experience.
That's too bad.
We're going back to the state of Alabama, I think.
We are going back to the state of Alabama.
I clicked on top recipes, and there aren't any.
That's because they're all the best.
Because how do you choose?
It says there aren't top recipes yet.
That's right. Disagree. They're all the greatest.
When your horniness returns in the state of Alabama. Man, they even updated the mascot. He's wearing shorts in the winter.
Yeah.
Like a true Idahoan. Oh, man. They've still got the Ask Dr. Potato question database.
So now we go to the sexiest city in Alabama.
That's right. Alabama's sexy, sweaty undercarriage.
Mobile. Mobile. Bienvenuto a Mobile.
Hey.
Mobile.
It's sponsored by 68 Ventures because the next number is that's for you to figure out when.
That's
you get
when
there.
You show up and then it's 69 Ventures.
Oh no,
that's what you're for. Pal.
You guys, vanilla potato milk with Yukon Gold potatoes.
Holly's gonna do this for the next week.
We're not even to the end of the ones that have been posted since last year.
No, mm-hmm. And you won't. You'll never catch up.
Oh my God, there are almost 1,900 recipes on this site now. God, we don't deserve this bowl.
We do deserve this bowl.
Oh no, this recipe is just called Mr. Potato. I'm not clicking that.
I feel like if the name of the bowl doesn't include the city, if it's just sponsor, then we should also call it by the previous sponsor that we actually remember. So this is the 68 Ventures GoDaddy Bowl.
Or I was gonna say
that really does help orient me in space.
Yeah, I was gonna say you could do the 68 Ventures GMAC Bowl as well.
Yeah, this is the 68 Ventures, the sponsor who really only say that they are real estate services transforming the Gulf Coast. Unrelated, I'm going to say this word loudly and in a playful fashion.
So it's cocaine.
Climate change.
Transforming the Gulf Coast. Unrelated word.
Cocaine.
This is in Mobile. No one has ever had a bad time in Mobile. If you win this bowl game, you get to drive the battleship drunk. Those are the rules. Wow. I didn't make them up.
Oh. So
do you have to be drunk?
Yes.
Okay.
That's how I got there.
They breathalyze you. They're like, nope, he's not even close to tanked enough to drive the battleship.
How about this as a pitch for watching this game? South Alabama is 6-6 and favored by more than 2 touchdowns.
Yes.
Huh.
And
Eastern Michigan is also 6-6.
You know what? This is awesome, though, because you know who is, you know, when people talk about these bowls mean something, you're like, sometimes. Sometimes. You know who they mean something for? Eastern Michigan.
That's right.
That is exactly who is like, hell yes, we're going to a bowl game. Hell yes, we're going to put the big beefy boys up in a mid-sized, mid-price hotel and let them nap while we go bowling at night. They're going to love it.
Chris Creighton has gotten EMU to 6 bowl games.
It's amazing.
They have been to 7.
So South Alabama is playing a bowl game in their home stadium.
I believe so.
Okay. Cool. I know there are other instances of teams. This is not the first time this happened. It won't be the last time it's happened. Just always a little like, all right, sure.
All my stuff's there. Invite some people over. It'll be great.
Also the Senior Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's Hancock Whitney Stadium.
Meanwhile, equally tourist attracting, the Las Vegas Bowl is happening.
That is correct. I'm sorry, I did have one more note on the 68 Ventures Bowl. They list a Wives Day out for the wives of the coaches and the staff.
That's an annual thing with that bowl, yeah.
Yeah, at the Winslow's Oyster House. I'm just going to say, if you want to watch some people getting rowdy, watch the wives blowing off steam at an oyster house. For the bowl game, because they're like, we've had it with this shit. Yeah, I'll take another round. It'd be great.
The Las Vegas Bowl, I think, features the bowl matchup that I don't think anybody would have possibly predicted at the start of the season. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody would have understood the path by which Utah was going to play Northwestern in a bowl game. Like, these things did not align in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, like, fringe playoff contender, Pac-12, like, not quite favorite, but definite contender.
Defending champion.
Versus the guy who proved that coaching Northwestern football isn't actually hard.
Correct.
Yeah. An 1-11 Northwestern that we thought would then get worse, but in fact simply got better by removing Pat Fitzgerald.
The worst coach of all time, evidently.
Meanwhile, Utah lost all of its players and still went 8-4. And also adding a little just further twist is also the Big 12's Utah.
Plate restrictor Pat Fitzgerald.
That's right. What would Northwestern have been?
Do you think this hurts his lawsuit?
Probably. They're like, hey.
Like, he's going to have to show up and argue that they should have kept him.
Mm-hmm. Demonstrate value above replacement, Pat.
What are your damages? I feel bad.
Yeah. My stomach hurt. Give me a check.
Northwestern could go 8-5 this year.
Yeah.
It kind of makes you think. And Yeah.
Yeah, they also play this at the Raider Stadium now, so we don't get the joy of playing at windswept Sam Boyd Stadium, where if the wind was 5 miles an hour anywhere in Vegas, it was 450 miles an hour at Sam Boyd Stadium.
I liked that stadium for exactly that reason.
I do too.
It was like its own biome.
It was. Yeah, if it was like 70 degrees in the rest of Vegas, they would be in scarves on the sideline, like, it's 48 below here in Sam Boyd Stadium, a wormhole within wormhole of climates.
Dude guy has showed up to fight through the legions of hell here at Sam Boyd Stadium.
Some shit from Annihilation has happened. We're playing the Las Vegas Bowl in it.
A mirror bear is here on the field.
It's a mirror bear. Awesome. It's not that mean. It's just loud in weird ways.
Your gift bag is in your in the booth. In your Great. Torso. Reach in. It's always been there. The Las Vegas Bowl, by the way, do you know the payout on this game? It's surprisingly fat. It's a $2.9 million payout for this game.
They got to unload some
stuff. They're trying real hard to make this game not seem like it's low rent anymore, and they're succeeding. The Golden Nugget has a water slide that goes through its own shark tank. What do you people want?
That's true. That's true. I'm being spoiled.
Downtown Vegas is great.
I wanted to include... for the next bowl, the Hawaii Bowl, this is my favorite.
Speaking of weather patterns all their own and inexplicable 90-mile-an-hour gusts.
Let's
I guess
just do
more explicable in this case.
Let's just do some legalities here, okay? Maybe the Hawaii Bowl owes you money, okay? Maybe you would like to serve process against the Hawaii Bowl for, I don't know, building a fence 3 inches over on your property. Maybe you've just got beef with them and you want to fight. That's where I'm here to tell you, the Hawaii Bowl is not the Hawaii Bowl. The Hawaii Bowl is not affiliated with those other bowl games that may have infringed upon your rights or otherwise trespassed upon you.
Wait, isn't the Sheraton Hawaii Bowl?
There have been like 5,000 different Hawaii Bowls, and evidently all of them were some sort of money laundering scheme that this one has to disavow itself from. This one has to be like, this Hawaii, I quote.
How are they doing this?
The Hawaii Bowl is not affiliated with other bowl games previously staged in Hawaii. The Poi Bowl from 36 to 39, not me.
The Pineapple Bowl?
Not me. Not
Shit.
Me. Not the Aloha Bowl from 1982 to 2000. Nope.
Yeah.
Don't know him. Don't know her. Don't know them. Not me. The Oahu Bowl from 98 to 2000. Negatory. Keep it moving. Maybe you think about the Hula Bowl All-Star Game from 1960 to 2008. Oh, but resumed in 2020. Fuck
what
you.
What the fuck resumed in 2020?
Back from the dead.
Everything else is canceled, but fortunately we have the fucking Hula Bowl.
I guess just you like, can't get more outside than Hawaii.
Just like me from my grave when Ryan puts those little potato roses on it. I'm like, oh, back! Delicious. Nope, came back. And maybe you'd be like, hey, Hula Bowl owes me money. Nope, don't know him. Keep it moving.
Good luck getting it. It ain't my problem.
By the way, the Aloha Bowl tried to move to San Francisco, but was decertified by the NCAA. That's right. Like, they hit the mainland, and they were like, uh-uh, pal.
Back, shoot.
Happens to the best.
Scram.
And the Oahu Bowl tried to change its name to the Seattle Bowl, but it lost its certification once they caught up to him. Why are Hawaii Bowls all acting like fugitives?
Wait, so... Is the bowl like, have they packed the entire bowl concerns onto a semi truck and they're just literally staying, just trying to get across state lines ahead of the federales.
Hawaii Bowl needs to crash on your couch for a month, compadre.
Are they land racing this thing?
I love that, like, this sort of reveals that there is actually nothing to a bowl game. Like, it's not like they're bringing fucking props and shit.
Jason, a bowl is an idea.
Right.
It's like freedom.
It lives in here.
Evidently not. Evidently a bowl is a guy that you can arrest or indemnify.
I mean, no, the Fiesta Bowl kind of proved that.
When it comes to the Hawaii Bowl, it's a guy you can't arrest.
That's right.
Because I don't know where he is.
Y'all know John Junker is working in sports again, right?
Good for him.
Yeah. He did. I will say this. He did do his time.
He blogging now.
Oh, God. We were born 10 years too early.
Of all the games, so this Hawaii Bowl, which is definitely
too late. Shit. Fix that thermal.
No, I agree with your interpretation of it.
You were doing the Hawaii Bowl, right?
Never going to be in a Whitesnake video. Born too late to be a really corrupt bowl executive.
This Hawaii Bowl, which by the way has gone straight and has definitely not just grown a goatee and dyed its hair and taken Ozempic. That's definitely not the same one.
You can tell because it's sponsored by an API company.
That's right. That's how
when one website uses another website.
That's how you know that it's definitely not just a spoofed copy of another Hawaii Bowl. They decided to set a record for this bowl, at least by inviting a team the furthest distance away from any other team who's ever played here. Coastal Carolina, baby.
Is that true? Is this the
maybe in a bowl game, but not.
For this edition of the Hawaii Bowl.
Which was not married to Donna. I don't care what she says. That was not me.
You know how they could convince everyone? They need to make themselves an NFT.
Yep.
Well, and they'll make a lot of money too.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you though, why would they invite Coastal Carolina, a team that we have, I believe, previously, somewhat jokingly, but maybe not, accused of being some sort of tax dodge? I'm just saying, watch your ass.
Look at these crooks.
Check the cargo hold.
Maybe they're getting a crew together.
Yes.
Putting together a team. I need San Jose State.
A team which comes closest to being a racketeering conspiracy in the making is this year's Hawaii Bowl.
Yeah.
100%, because it's Coastal Carolina versus San Jose State.
The crime lords of San Jose.
Combining with Conway, South Carolina, and with Hawaii. Brother, I have seen this Hawaii Bowl, and I believe in 2 months it will be seen at large in Macau, China.
I feel like San Jose crimes are like getting weed banned again so that you can get arrested for selling it.
Yeah, all my weed's not as valuable now that it's legal.
All right, we got 7 more of these to hit, so
Let's go quick.
Do you have $100? You can, according to ESPN's website, buy 50 tickets to the Quick Lane Bowl.
50?
50 to watch Bowling Green play Minnesota in Detroit.
Scott Loeffler versus PJ Fleck. Guess which team has more wins?
PJ Fleck, who had to pay the third string quarterback cash money to play in this game, because I believe the quote was, because he's the only quarterback left on the roster, and I believe the quote was, he was ready to start his adult life.
Not yet. Come back here and be a large child.
He's got to play.
Once again, take that shit to Split Zone Duo, where you haven't heard the last couple weeks. Alex is inexplicably railing against quarterbacks he thinks have been in college for too long.
Not at Minnesota. Minnesota's moving them up and out as soon as possible.
Get a job, says Split Zone Duo. Not us.
I think these fellas can stick around forever.
Mm-hmm. So I look forward to the Paola quarterback.
At halftime, is he going to be like, actually, the rate just went up, coach? Like,
honestly, just get Joe Flacco there. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen? We're taking this bowl victory away from you. Who cares? Joe Flacco fucking suited up for us. It was awesome.
Cole Kramer has denied getting $30,000 to play in this game, but I, one, refuse to believe him.
Because it was 45, baby!
45. And three, I love the idea that PJ Fleck is like, Cole Kramer, I need you for one last job.
We're fucking 5-7. I don't want to be 5-8.
I told you I'm out! I told you I'm fucking out, PJ!
I need you to come back and play my extremely restrictive run first offense and get your ass kicked by Bowling Green.
One last score.
Yep. It's one last score in Detroit. This is an Elmore Leonard novel.
Literal fence.
Yep.
Yeah. Make it sexy.
A football score.
We're taking down Scott Leffler.
One more for the cult. I mean team.
Oceans 5 and 7.
I just want to go be a grown up. Fuck that.
No.
I'm PJ Fleck. I haven't been a grown up my whole life.
I'm the fucking Peter Pan of the Big Ten West.
Peter Pan of the Upper Midwest.
Not me. Kathy Rigby was a god.
Find your childlike joy in the Quick Lane Bowl.
Clap if you believe in gophers.
If you don't clap, they'll die.
They're dying.
If you don't clap, they'll lose to Bowling Green on the day after Christmas.
Oh boy!
Yeah, this is also going to be announced by my favorite announcer on ESPN, Strictly by Name. That's right, play-by-play announcer Connor Onion.
Connor Onion.
I still think that's, look, no offense, I still think he might be AI.
That's Connor. We have named him Connor Onion. He is a human friend.
These are both common human words, and he will be undetected.
You know what? I need to go. Detroit is always great to visitors, by the way, the Quick Lane Bowl. Every player I've ever talked to, or anyone who's been around these teams, have been like, man, Quick Lane Bowl does a great job. They do.
Because it's run by the Detroit Lions.
That's everything except pizza. They do a great job. Yeah.
Only one town in America is known to be more friendly to VIPs and important visitors. That's right, Dallas, Texas. Dallas, Texas, home of the First Responder Bowl, the fifth kind of troop that we've identified.
There's a truck in my neighborhood that has like a Thin Blue Line sticker where every white stripe on the flag is a different
color.
And I'm like, No, it doesn't look rainbowy because, like, you know, they're all like dark military colors and shit. But I don't know. Maybe I'll ask, I guess.
Did y'all see Manning Cast last night?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be very clear that I'm staying as far away from discovering any actual Manning political opinions as possible. That's a third rail that's bigger than either of their foreheads, and I want no part of it. But in Peyton's background last night, whatever is behind him, I'm going to drop this in the chat. Whatever is behind him looks like he is flying an upside down Thin Blue Line flag. And I just want to congratulate this rare based Manning moment.
Yes,
you're like that overlaps so many.
Actually, is
that overlaps so many different memes that we just may be on tilt, mm-hmm. right? Like mm-hmm. His political alignment may just be Metal Mario's.
The secret Antifa Mario. Eli is actually completely believable.
Yeah. If you're attending the Quick Lane Bowl, you may bring in umbrellas, football helmets, tablets.
Why can't you bring helmets in?
Tablets. Note, inappropriate subject matter should not be displayed. Go to the Camellia Bowl for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
What you may not bring, strollers. There are other things you can't bring, but it's think it's particular.
You can bring a helmet. So you put the baby in the helmet.
That's correct. Yeah, I think it's delightful that people in Detroit are like, your baby will sit in the helmet. Not so stupid, stroller.
It's safer.
Yeah, Dan Campbell's like, I will hold the baby. I will hold all the babies. I live in the stadium all the time.
Attach them to me. Attach them to my nipples.
They will be my Krang. I will do their bidding.
They will cling to my underbelly as I crawl through Ford Field on all fours.
Mother sloth.
Dan Campbell. Yeah, like a sloth. Yeah. Like a big sloth with a Texas
and there goes Dan Campbell with 37 babies.
The kids are loving it.
Oh, and there's one adult on there too. Look at that.
Dude, I would
have a great time.
No hitchhikers.
So it's a dome stadium, right? So they could actually build like a butterfly house for him.
Yeah.
And you're with a, you know, with a tree that he can, a hot rock that he could just lay on.
Yeah,
man, of all the coaches, I would totally trust Dan Campbell to watch my kids. Like
it's Dan
baby,
Campbell
right?
on the hot flat rock, sponsored by Hungry Howie's.
Yeah,
like your kid's gonna come home like yelling at you and stuff, but not in like a sassy,
like a motivational
way. Just,
way
fired right? up,
mm-hmm. earn this day. Except it'll be in babies. It'll be fire that die.
Yeah, that's what we like to hear.
Yeah.
Also, wrapped gifts are not allowed at the Quick Lane Bowl.
fuck that.
I'm putting a bow on my baby, and you can't stop me.
Hey, Santa. Hey, Santa. Don't fucking show up. You hear me?
Me in a football helmet is a wrapped gift, baby. Put me in. Ready to go. Ready to start. Third string.
Huge, just unwarranted attack on the Polar Express out of nowhere.
Please welcome Minnesota Golden Gophers quarterback Spencer Hall.
I'll pay you $350 to start this game for us. That's what this guy should do. Cole Kramer should just leave the country, right? Because he's what? He's 22. He's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, this would be great.
He's like, 45K is fuck you money. He's like, yeah, I don't ever need to work again. I have $45,000. He should leave the country so PJ Fleck has to go buy a new quarterback instantly.
That was nice. Texas State Rice.
Yeah, Texas State Rice. By the way, this is being played at Gerald J. Ford Stadium. Remember, SMU's home field is not named after the president, but after a banker named Gerald J. Ford.
The Guaranteed Rate Bowl,
mm-hmm.
which is in Phoenix.
That is right. If I think of legitimate mortgages with clear terms and no fraud, I definitely think of Phoenix, Arizona.
Stable investments.
Okay, but wait, mm-hmm. who is UNLV's coach?
That would be Perry Odom.
Where mm-hmm. did he coach before?
Missouri.
And who is UNLV playing in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl?
That'd be none other than Missouri's long lost rival, Kansas.
Oh, it's a border war, folks! You thought you could duck him forever, Mizzou, but no longer.
His plan. He's been burrowing his way back to you all along.
Burying.
Yes.
Well, you cowards. Mm-hmm. I always like this. This is like the Fiesta Bowl's he shed, right? This is like the Fiesta Bowl's man cave, the little sublet of the Fiesta Bowl. I assume this is where they put all the crimes. Right, so that the Fiesta Bowl like looks like it makes a profit or something, and they're like, mm-hmm. "What is the Guaranteed Rate Bowl's like break even point?" And they're like, "They lost $300 million this year. I don't know where these expenses went to."
Is there any phrase in business that feels more like that's not true than guaranteed rate? Like that's I automatically assume the company.
It's like when a winery has to. It's like when a winery calls itself premium.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. Well, that's not right. Yeah. That can't be right at all.
Our planes are safe. Fly another airline. Instantly, yeah.
Guaranteed not to go pink in the can.
I'll here's a Chicago-based mortgage company called Guaranteed Rate sponsoring a bowl game in Phoenix. And you want me to believe this shit is legit?
Oh.
No.
Yeah, this was of course, the former Copper Bowl, the original. This is the
Copper, definitely not a sketchy subject.
Somewhere Brett Favre looks up from a deposition.
Copper, go find some. It's everywhere.
This hasn't there's not a reliable enterprise on here since Domino's Pizza in 1991.
That's right. Even Copper, it's like, hey, it's in your dad's house. Find it in the walls.
Pizza.
Yeah.
I think Limited Treasure versus, Palace.
I think Kansas versus UNLV is a good game. The spread is huge, but it seems like one where the non-power team shows up fired up.
Hey, listen, this is a good Boxing Day game, right? Good, like...
This is exactly what I want out of Boxing Day.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, this is, as is British tradition, Kansas v. UNLV. That's exactly what I want to watch at 9 p.m. Eastern. But you know what? It's been like 3 seconds since I honored the troops, so I think I need... I think I need another one. I think I need... You know what? I'm going to read to you this quote from their website, and it asks a question that... they view as inevitable and obvious, and I would never ask in a million goddamn years. As friends Marie Rudolph and Sean Metcalf met at a neighborhood restaurant, they saw television commercials promoting upcoming bowl games across the nation and wondered why the Washington area did not have a game of its own. You were the only two people who have ever wondered this. You made the game happen.
It's Christmas in the greater Washington, D.C. area, and we can't help but wonder.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys see that Washington Post article that came out today about how, and this is their term, not mine, zombie streams are slowly drowning the city from beneath?
No.
No.
It's great.
Is that why?
Yeah. I mean, I gotta think.
We just have this beautiful, lovely football stadium that everyone loves, and mm-hmm. no one uses it in mid-December.
Yes.
And people think about how happy football in Washington makes there.
People just want to see postseason football in this town, even though they get to see it all the time. Like, once a decade, maybe.
My favorite part about this, this is the rare game that is sponsored by encouraging you to go do something else.
This is my sponsor of the year. This is
absolutely.
Football sponsored by bowling.
A different sport.
Because, like, lots of bowls are sponsored by a different thing, but either the different thing doesn't necessarily conflict, or it's like, if you're like, it's the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl, well, you can watch football at that. This is like, go in, don't touch grass. Touch polished wood instead and drink old beer while wearing stranger's shoes.
I love, by the way, this is the game that has to continue that theme, Ryan, of the fuck it, stay inside. An official bowl event is the military bowl pub crawl. There's a military, they're like, hey, listen, we know this fucking sucks.
I like hearing Spencer express surprise at events we've been talking about on 40 for 40 for many years.
They're still amazing.
They are still amazing
every
year.
Military Bowl Prop Crawl.
So wait, is there a bowling competition at the Military Bowl presented by GoBowling.com?
Can the bowling competition be at the end of the pub crawl?
Can it be at the end of the game? Is that overtime?
That should be.
Right?
For the troops.
For the troops.
Yeah. How dude, they so list, by the way, at the pub crawl, they list the deal associated. So it's like bar, address, $20 Bud buckets, 3 to 16 ounce Bud cans for 5 apiece.
Ooh, I've been wanting to try those.
I've been wanting to try this Bud I've been hearing about. I hear they get really good after 9 of them.
Does it have Mountain Dew? Wait, but how am I supposed to know if it's cold?
You won't, you fool. You'll have to try it the hard way and enjoy your lukewarm beer.
No, thank you. Couldn't be me.
$20. Also, there's one bar on here, Stan and Joe's, that doesn't even have brand specific. They're like, $20 buckets. Buckets of what? You tell us.
It's a $20 bucket.
It's a $20 bucket. You just puke in it, put beer in it. I don't care.
You're gonna need it. It's for carrying your bowling ball.
It is. It is listed at the end. So maybe that $20 bucket is a handy thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of buckets of deliciousness, the Mayo Bowl.
Also, the Military Bowl is Virginia Tech versus Tulane.
There you go.
The Mayo Bowl.
Way to go, Brent Pry.
This is North Carolina, who opened the season in Charlotte, right?
Yes.
Where they played South Carolina, and we're all like, oh man. UNC's good. Surely they won't be playing in the Mayo Bowl.
Suckers! Suckers!
No, what it was is we were like, UNC looks good enough that they can get back to Charlotte. And technically that was true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All the long way. Are right in front of us.
And they're playing West Virginia, who, God bless the coaching carousel that has continued to not touch Neil Brown.
West Virginia, which was also not supposed to be here, the postseason.
That's true. Yep.
But here they are. I bet they suplex UNC. I bet they win by like 30.
God, I want this so badly. This UNC is the game that I'm actually bummed I can't go to.
UNC, no motivation whatsoever.
Mac Brown should opt out of this. He should just be like, I'm saving my strength for next season.
I've got a dental appointment.
I'm exploring my NFL eligibility.
I've decided to go pro.
I've decided.
Hello, I'm future Atlanta Falcons coach Mac Brown.
Why would you say that on this show?
Because it'll make Godfrey crazy.
Also, Mac, why would he want the Falcons job? He's won shit.
He switched this episode off after I made fun of the way he says et cetera.
Now you know that's the pronunciation in this industry.
Who's the podcast idiot now?
What's up, Serbs?
I will be at this game. I will be attending the Mayo Bowl.
Yes!
I haven't decided yet if I'll be wearing my homefieldapparel.com West Virginia Mountaineers t-shirt or my homefieldapparel.com Duke's Mayo Bowl shirt.
Serber, have you really not decided?
I really haven't decided because I really want to go for, I really want to appear for West Virginia University.
One of the sponsors that you can patronize for this, Serber, is Spot Hero. That is a service that helps you find a parking spot Presumably scarce in areas where Spot Hero might be needed. Not really seeing it as a Charlotte necessary kind of app.
Charlotte parking is trash.
Yeah, maybe.
The stadium's got a bunch of like parking decks, though.
Yeah, but it's going to be really full for this game.
It's going to be really full.
Yeah, you're right. Shit, UNC football's playing.
Yeah.
I'll quit making fun of the Mayo Bowl.
Not making fun of the Mayo Bowl, making fun of the 30-point suplex that they're about to take for West Virginia.
Fair enough.
All right.
No.
All right.
We're not playing this through to the end. We're not playing this through to gleefully defeating North Carolina without realizing that ends with... Oh, man.
Hmm.
Just Neil Brown covered in mayonnaise.
Yeah, this
the
was not...
The alternative is Mac Brown covered in mayonnaise.
Yeah. He kind of looks like that already. He's rushing.
Oh, good. It's my bath time.
In his puffy coat. If we take the puffy coat, we cover him in mayonnaise.
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen him snap at you if you took his puffy coat.
I no longer believe in God.
Give me that damn puffy coat. It's fused to his skin. Yeah, that's his carapace. You can't take it off him.
That's my exoskeleton. It's not molten time.
No, I'm just like, Neil Brown has not had a bad enough time this year, and now you're going to throw mayonnaise at him.
Is that not what West Virginia fans deserve, though?
Yeah.
Don't frustrated Mountaineer fans deserve to see their team kick the shit out of UNC and watch the coach they really don't want to be there mm-hmm. have to pretend to enjoy a mayo shower?
Then sprinkle diced ramps on him. Some diced ramps and some ham salad on there.
Ramps aren't even in season, you idiot.
It's the thematic.
Their nine-win coach that they went rid of. Yeah.
Woo! Yeah.
Drake May is not playing in this game, just to be clear. Drake May will not 100%. Be appearing in the Mayo Bowl. He's going to be preparing for the NFL draft.
This close to draft season, you should not be near Panthers anything. Yeah. I know they don't have a draft pick. Doesn't matter. Stay far away.
They lost all the magic since they took the assless Jerry Richardson statue out from in front of it. I will find that statue and put it in my backyard.
Bryce Young's going to make you watch the Ringu video if you go to that stadium.
I'm sorry. That's the victorious Carolina Panthers 9, Atlanta Falcons 7.
That's before Mac Brown gets a hold of them boys.
The Panthers have a ring.
there were estimates of the Panthers game that there were 5,200 people in attendance, which is
more than,
that's too many.
Yeah, that's half of what the previous.
Mind you, it was raining the entire game, so
it was pissing rain.
The final score alone doesn't convey the horror.
Do you think at the end that they were like, "Well, we saw the W, so we're the truth."
Those who stayed were champions.
We saw 50% of our wins this year all at once.
Ironically enough, because the Titans wore their Oilers stuff this year, the previous low was the Houston Oilers final game in Houston. And the fans were so angry. I think the attendance was like between 15,000 and 20,000. But this dwarfs in comparison to such a large gathering. And it was pissing rain all day Sunday. But 5,200. It's been pissing rain a lot of times. Panthers went 1-15 before. They lost 15 straight. So I mean. This is pretty pathetic.
This is gonna be the best football game for weeks in this stadium.
Just gonna buy out an entire section. I'm gonna sit nude and see if Fox puts me on. Right. There's a lonely fan up there.
And there's a molting Sir Purr.
And the mascot is bringing him some mayonnaise. And we're back to the Gasparilla Bowl.
Yeah. I don't know why I wrote this down, by the way. Wait, quick question. What country consumes... Yes, what country consumes 5.5 pounds of mayo per capita annually? What country?
Belgium.
It's a good guess.
Korea.
No.
That's not America?
You're not America.
France?
Nope. Russia. Russia consumes 5.5 pounds of mayo annually.
That makes sense.
On famous Idaho potato bowl recipes.
Yes. Speaking of sitting and pissing rain and having a bad time. Russia. Next!
I didn't know how that was going to be about the DirecTV Holiday Bowl where Louisville will play USC.
Are we going to do the song? We could just do the song and then move to the next bowl.
I have a fact. I have a couple of facts, unfortunately. Okay. which is this, that I know that this bowl game is already worth it because this morning, Louisville offensive lineman Eric Miller said in a press availability that he feels like he could take a manatee, but would have to work out, and I quote, the whole underwater thing.
What? What do you mean take?
You know.
Consensually.
Oh,
it's a holiday after all. So the DirecTV sponsor is wild because, like, for I don't know how many years,
you couldn't get the
Pac-12 network, and now USC is here, having killed the Pac-12, mm-hmm. Showing up on DirecTV at last.
We are friends now.
And USC is 7-5 and a touchdown underdog against Louisville.
And has, like, everybody transferring out or declaring early. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a weird
time. That's just part of the game now, Ryan. That's what Lincoln Riley said. That's just part of the game.
Lincoln Riley didn't say anything. I'm sure Lincoln Riley was like, fuck the press. I'm not talking to y'all.
Lincoln Riley, who has Kirk Ferentz openly talking shit about him. I don't know if I've ever heard Kirk Ferentz say anything spicy, but he's out here saying, like, well, you know, people are seeing defense is actually pretty good. The coach at USC, where they gave up a million points to Tulane. You know, Ronnie Lott played there. Phew, man. And now they want to figure out defense again. Anyway, guess we are onto something here.
Should come learn some lessons at Iowa, young man.
Anyway, I guess Lincoln Riley can make, like, his name shake and fucking die.
Kirk Ferentz is like, this one coach came into our conference with really great stats. Anyway, he's gone now. Like, Lincoln Riley, Kirk Ferentz just called you Scott Frost. You gonna take that?
Jason, you called him Cliff Kingsbury who can't dance.
I like that this makes Oklahoma UCF as well.
I know another guy who just
Dylan Gabriel leaves both of them.
That's true.
This is PJ Fleck is paying $45,000 to a third string QB, and Lincoln Riley's like, oh, I guess that's just how the game goes. No. Get your hustle on. Kirk Ferentz is eating your lunch. Say good. Like,
imagine if Kirk Ferentz didn't have a quarterback. Fuck it.
Kirk Ferentz
not paying for one.
The same coach who's like, I don't know, we'll find an offensive coordinator in January. What's the rush?
Yes.
He's like, I'm focused on our, I'll pay you $35 to coach our to play QB for our team.
I can't deal with that shit. I'm focused on the Citrus Bowl.
You know what? I'll just wait a month till Lincoln Riley quits and then I'll hire him for $50,000.
Quits?
Yeah.
In air quotes.
He quits. Spend more time with family. My family in Iowa.
Well, you know, I would hire Scott Frost, but he fucking sucks.
You know, if he was about it, he would say he was quitting to spend more time with Kirk Ferentz's family.
Yep. But you can't do that because they don't work in
Iowa
anymore.
No, they're all working for dad.
I'm quitting to become adopted by Kirk Ferentz.
Yeah. I believe in complimentary football. Gig. Like, nice fucking punt. That's the kind of compliment I believe in.
We're gonna get multiple punts, baby.
I like the Kirk Ferentz just having a perfectly normal day, just sitting there, nobody telling him anything's wrong. Nobody's told Kirk Ferentz anything's fucking wrong in person for like 20 years. Nobody said that, but like, Kirk, doing a great job, everything's awesome. He's like, that's right. Then he goes home and sleeps, and people just tell him that again. But one day, in the middle of all that, the end of his career, he's worth like $900 million. Because what the fuck does he spend money on in Iowa?
What business do you have calling this the end of his career?
Yeah, that's true. That we might be like in the middle of Kirk Ferentz's career.
Don't be getting your potato roses for me yet, son.
It's a rare full cast reverse jinx.
He's only 68.
That's right.
Yeah, we got another 12 years of this, at least.
Louisville, we're all counting on you, which means you're going to fuck it up.
Yep.
Let's be honest.
100%. This is Jack Plummer's triumphant return to the West Coast. Gonna watch him throw.
Nope.
I'm gonna watch him throw 8-yard curl routes straight in the ground all game. It's gonna be beautiful.
It's fine.
It's USC's defense, so they might like get down there on the ground and tip the ball back up and that sort of thing.
That's true. Or USC's best defender is the turf. This is listed. This is a couple of things. This is a Dr. Pepper tuition throw game, the first one I believe on the schedule. So we can watch somebody immediately thank their quarterback coach God. It's the first thing. I'd like to thank Jesus and Dr. Pepper. We're going to hear that phrase. Also, listed on the San Diego attractions list, the Star of India, which is listed as in the Maritime Museum as the world's oldest active ship. I can tell you what boat I am not getting on. That would be the world's oldest active ship. I don't know what the other one's on, but last on my list of ships I am going to board is the oldest active ship.
Is the element giving you pause there the notion of a very old ship or the notion of a ship that is active?
Oldest active. That's the real combo there.
Yeah. This thing's from 1863.
I mean, sinking is an activity.
It is, yeah.
I feel good about this ship. It knows what it's doing at this point.
It knows.
Yeah. It's a game manager.
It's mastered buoyancy.
We can't sink this thing.
This is like, I am flying in the world's oldest active airplane. Yes, but for how long?
Probably a long time. Past results guarantee future performance.
How long does it take you to get to the ground? We'll find out.
Lockheed Martin's playing.
Yeah.
This boat is hella old. Jesus.
List of
Christ.
Oldest surviving ships. There is a Viking ship from the 700s still around. It's not being sailed at this time, though.
Somebody's got that shit out on Center Hill Lake.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. There's a canoe from 10,000 years ago.
I'm not getting in it. So glad you asked. That's where you go, oh, what a fascinating artifact. You're like, how is it as a boat? Sucks.
Your inability to swim is depriving you of so many activities.
Yeah, swim. Freaking live a little.
I just can't float. There's a difference.
Is this like...
Mm-hmm.
Is this like, I'm not afraid of flying, I'm afraid of crashing?
That's correct.
Okay.
It's 100% correct.
This ship was retired in 1926.
And but you know,
it was restored.
Then it had one more job in it.
Then Admiral Fleck came forward and said, I'll give you $45,000, Star of India, to come out of retirement.
Row, God damn it!
Oh, God.
God,
I believe
this
we
feels
are
like going to see Shirley Temple do a dance now.
Yeah.
Do good shit, Lollipop. I'm so tired. Dead for a decade.
Folks, you can reach Ryan on Twitter at Celebrity Hot Tub. Ryan, what's your Instagram?
It's all the same. It's fine. Yeah. Find me on LinkedIn. That's where I really connect.
I got a really ominous email from LinkedIn the other day that says people are noticing you.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We have our final bowl.
The Tax Act Texas Bowl.
Now there's a state that loves.
That Texas acknowledges taxes.
Yeah.
This tells me it's inauthentic from the start.
The only Tax Act I believe in is dodging them.
The Taxation is Theft Bowl. I guess the Taxation is Theft Bowl is also the Gasparilla Bowl. Shit.
No, that's the Fenway Bowl.
Okay.
Yes, live from NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas. I will say, underrated destination. Very fond of Houston in general. This bowl game also, I will say, will be very entertaining because Texas A&M has to find some kind of motivation to play Oklahoma State. And what was once...
They don't have to. There's no rule.
They're not under any obligation to do anything. I am wrong. You are correct.
Cool. Like they do have to show up if they want to get the payout, but that's it.
Or they could, you know, stick their coaches for another $45,000.
Like I forget who it was Bud was talking about. Bud was like, you know, you do all this work figuring out like who's opting in for bowl games and trying to break down the statistical trends, and then you see one team on Instagram Live at the casino at 4 a.m. the night before the bowl game, and all that research is just thrown out the window.
That's exactly what they should be doing. Right? Like that's what they should be doing. They should just be hanging out at a casino. It should be like the team account live from Bossier City. It should just be, or Lake Charles.
There's
you
a
should
nice
be out
bar in Bossier City.
Yeah, just go ahead, hang out in a parking lot at 4 in the morning the day before the game, because it doesn't matter. You could do whatever you want.